record. Her testimony is going to be read by Lucy Inouye.
This is Stella Wilwana's testimony from Shishmaref. This is in regards to those natives who in 1971 were eligible and not made aware or approached to select their 160-acre allotment. I feel it isn't fair to those living outside of Shishmaref at the time of selections, those serving in the military services, and even those living in Shishmaref who were not approached to select their 160-acre allotment. They had as much right as anyone else to select lands. The selection for the allotments have been made and time has passed since, but there should be an effort to resolve this issue. They are entitled to their 160 acres of land, and this fact should not be overlooked. And I would like to know if an amendment could be made on this issue.
Well, there are no more names on my list, but please feel free to come up here to speak if you wish and would like to say something.
Hey, Mark,
my name is Elsie Levan. Here's my son right there. But I am not a good speaker and I don't school much, just first and second grade. But I learn mostly from foster kids and from my grandsons and granddaughters. Sometime when I was at Talk English, that girl is 5 or 6 years old right now. They always tell me, Grant, you miss one word again, talk English. Okay, you give it to me, what I miss, they give me words. And sometimes I ask, how come you never talk English? I could teach you too, like that old people, what I teach us. She say, no, I can learn Eskimo language. So, I'm so glad those young people remind us those what they used for maybe their lesson, his parents. That way we was learned too how to save the hunt, those men's hunting when they get hunt some lots of seals or anything. Ptarmigans, rabbits, and other kind, we always happy. If not get our luck when they still hunting down there because that ocean is real dangerous for hunting. Just when they are real calm and know when they're always hunting. Because real dangerous rough, no land down there, just when they got ice there better. And we always, those are young people, about remind me those what I forget some and old people. So I'm gonna talk Eskimo way after I telling those because we could talk to ladies, lots of ladies around here, their school better than for me, she talk English. But I wanna help those young people and us how to live. We know how to live Eskimo way, how to take care of those save it when husbands, sons got anything, something got from hunting. We save it mostly in poke that we all learned from our grandmothers, mothers. We always learning first, and that I learning too. Twisting that single, no dental floss those days, no plastic, nothing. I kissed my grandparents before white people came to States. We see those before came those from States, the white people. He lived. And there mostly I want to talk about that 17 hot spring too. Those days the old people say they always no medicine, nothing, band-aids, nothing like today. And they give something, wrap the fat, chew it, put medicine on cuts, and if not heal good, they always bring it to hot spring. And that help that way. They medicine that sting leaves met only sergic, we call them sergic, and those will spark inside, eat them with sea oil. We can live without no Eskimo food. Us. I know now I am get older now, 64 years. Just I want to talk a little bit now. I'm going to turn to Eskimo way. Time na kuya gate kama go nutat. Adalaw mga itkaw tiga gatit. Magwa kitungay zaapta, kangay zaapta. Inu nesam gibro mga. Uba tezu taakta generation, generation. Pag mamek su tigigut. Ilo akan tay mauagut. Ilisak sakagut kitungaw raw tabat ko. Naluzot. Agnan ito kuwagut. Kanuk pilang namik, saw namik. Kirlaak dita. Tay man kizi kanu tay. Ugu kwaaliak dit. Ilo akan mara Clarence ko tobi gud kuliak tagin magwa. Tan jakat alu ugu ngilat. Tan kizi nak fara akto atabar ugu rut. Ugu kutatuk tunay ugu imi. Isalak maun. Tay ma Sulitamna, ada takat ngurak ratu imagok tutay sa ni kupunin. Tay magok nang ratak siyok tut. Nalay tutay li ako ginukunin man na atok takot. Kubrazo abigot. Ang unay abigot. Tapos raul dekti taksim magigatok tapat ko. Nadani ngong igalwak suy managwak ng igalwak suy over and over kanong lakato tipyo awatak ipyo kangay doon ubluni. Nang siyok tuzuk nun ako tiyok parum. Tapos ilisi mamatakay uring ito tipyo uwagot. Magunang sunik uring si mang ito. Nagwapak mamaklag duting masa. Kuli sa takatut, pisaw-suot. Suli tayo ma, tayo, kanukuyak suli, uba, awak suti siya ko suli. Akata, akata, kung na ito ka, nunak sa atani, tabso mga. Suno, ubinuk pa gumine kami. Uba, nagpilakatut, tukusuot, ipyo, luzal yung nipyo. Imasulian ni kunum. Nunapinga sa maunay doktakalua kasuli. Tay matapat ko abak sa utisi ko ay tugo pisaw-suot. Unay tukalua na wadali kalua na itukusuot. Sa tama, tapat ko iluit balakot. Nakapaya ko na tayo nilu ilaw tuagot. Nakasulak tanak si marok. Ang unayakbing magwa close akong igalua kay katok. Nakasulak talo nga. Tayimip yung tamang ang toko ng klaytok sa katlo kinyuruzet utokanapya. Kuli su tiklo. Klaysak ang titokang nesak. Ubaas at sa minakpag ngilat ka ang zuta kanakupatalo. Taratok perakto at titpigs muna lo nakuksigas kat nabakutipiulo tapat kununa. Ikaw sukulta kayo. Pero tapos yung mga tokpit ka, kanak-kanak tigla ako po rin nina, nangwaktok, nagotit kanisipsak. Thank you.
Thank
Elsie Wiwana's, for her portion in Eskimo. Again, I will translate that better after I listen to the tape. Her father has told her that we will probably someday approach this time, and she's quite concerned about the Serpentine Hot Springs area that we had certain rights to. And for those people that have passed on with no inheritance forms that were not filled out, but are enrolled to these villages, and she's quite concerned that those wishes are met by the act, and that the younger generation do make sure that they fill out properly for those that have passed on with no inheritance forms that were filled out according to the law. And again, she mentioned one issue that was brought out as far as the subsistence purpose, that not only do we get meat when game is gotten, because the fur is used for local warmth, and that in a, it's been shown today that for those people that have gone hunting and not returned, they have been found to wear down material clothes that we feel we're losing. And when I get to the tape, I can be in more detail on that issue.
Would anybody else like to speak tonight? Yes, sir.
Nan terani tak nari nak wan ni.
Ya, jadi.
Nan nan, mic kami kan tuan tak kita. Biar mic. Is the sound now? This is not a gun, right?
I think I am one of the elders. I live in this area over 60 years. I'm 66 years now, almost 67. Into Alunga video, I was speaking Eskimo. In my, when they asked me, where you born? I know they all tell me where I'm born. I mean, they all tell me up at Serpentine in Rainier Camp. They say I born in that up there. When they asked me, I was told that I born in Shishmaref in this village. It's because I don't know where. I was born, I won't point at which places I was born up there in Serpentine River. Ever since I remember, from childhood, we live in up there in Serpentine in Ranger Camp. After that, my father keep us up there in where he was hunting for food or foxes. After being in a reindeer herder, ever since I remember, I live. We have food, ptarmigan. Rabbit, fish, all kinds of fish. I was think that way when I was a boy. I thought we'll live in this area freely. No one will boss us around. And nowadays, white people step on the Chisholm area or any other places. They're carrying the papers. They're telling us. We never heard about it before. And nowadays, there's the younger people, they are after they go on to college or high school, these young people, they're telling us about those things now. When the white people come around, they'll translate them and tell us what they're coming for. They say they tell us the coming 1991. We'll have a hard time when we reach that 1991. Myself, I don't think I'll reach that 1991 just because I had poor health. Only there's a medicine keep me living that way. If I reach that 1991, I'll be lucky. I'll see what will happen. Then I don't know what we'll see that year. They say we'll have a hard time. I live in Anchorage for about 9 years. And way down there in Mount Nittcum in Sitka, 6 years. I work in both places, in a hospital. I work in a hospital too, ANS Hospital, Alaska Native Hospital in Anchorage. I was fooled around in bars down here in Anchorage. And once before I married to my wife, I met a good white man down there in a bar. I was sticking around in that bar and very late, and when I was ready to go home, and he wanted to go with me, then okay. Then he asked me, can I sleep in your apartment or where you stay? I say yes. And when I get into my apartment where I went, he was very hungry. When we get into my apartment, he dig into a refrigerator and he find a package of bacon without frying, without warm up, that frozen bacon, he started to eat it. Now, I find out those white people there are worse than Eskimos. Eskimos never do that. I can't forget that. I don't have much to say, that's all I can say, I think.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I think for the purpose of record, that was Wilson Akporuk Sr., if you do find it in your tape.
Well, would anyone else like to say something this evening? Yes, ma'am.
Do this one. My name is Molly Tafter. I'm from here, Shishmack. I just want to mention that we live only on mammals, sea mammals, and from the land. Because we have, my father and mother had big family. We had big family, and summertime we don't stay here. Our father always bring us to his oak rook hunting place, and he always hunt for us, and we eat all we want, what he hunt from the ocean and from the land. So that's why I don't want to see what happened for our Eskimo living. And about those hot springs, a lot of people always go up when they get sick from all over the villages, from Wales, Kotzebue, from here, and so on. And I like to see it go that way because a lot of people cure from that water up there. Even my husband, when he almost had pneumonia, he always go up to get well. And what else I want to say? I forget. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
For the purpose of the record, that person on the tape is Molly Tafter.
Well, would anybody else like to speak this evening?
Tama't ko tama ako mga nagu yung niya ilat ang umiitit Eskimo not Molonic. They could not look on the second eye, Molokon Ota. He knew the Kuna. He knew where they are looking in the Kisha. Una so tasty, my fruit can take a high pony. She looked at the end of the wound, the hunter. None actually the good lies in my racket. There's a kind of go on and you can get down to Zag with the same one. They go on with the warm dog. I thought of the room on the wrong. Kanok. Nang nga taro ni inyut kumruta, inyut kumrungata kumkuma. Sa tamagok, suku siya kung naman nakanisak, pirahalok. Dahil inyuguma sa gusto nga siyotok. Kalo atago man na suku siya sa nisun na kilamunong tatok. Bapak mami naruang min mago, naruang min luwiga yulak matip, luwak ilotak tak luwak tak, agda sa tamilat ni, uwit, ilat yu tayo manisi muna ilak suli, tayo masag ngayon siyo to kung na, kakliya muna kaya niyo suli mago ay paan susa radyot, inyo zo kakliya to, uwit idetin. Ilu kata tawar tu dia ya kaji si tahu bawa ilu si ilu kaji si kini buka kaji si tawar kan mulai negosian ini usah mukdab rumang negus semua kalau waktu ubah pak mami sangat naik dan naik ini usah kena negulu ini usah naga lu mana negus sak ubah. Aku nak tahu kisah nak kata sama tu teruk. Tapi buang aku ni yang sama, aku ni yang tuan ini ilah tuan aji marok. Cuma biji kalau tu, tapi ini dia jual kalau tu ni, lagu melayak ini pun juga tu ni. Tapi tak semua makan tak semua macam tak rumahnya, ikan yang nak lagi. Kini aku tu inu naja aku masih, tapi inu kalau aku tak tahu timu kita nak belajar dan belajar tu, ubah kuliah semang, tidak mahu mandi juga, ugi untuk timu terkhir naik pun, aji naik tu, tapi masih, kau yang kita aku terjadi, ia kau itu, tapi mahu datar. Kerana tak nak lagi. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Again, my interpretation in English is going to be short for the. My purpose of not being able to write as fast as he talked. He's the oldest in the room. And since he had a stroke in 1983, it's been very difficult for him to talk as long as he'd like to. But he is very concerned about the native food that is provided by those who hunt. And sometimes he has told the history at the time that he applied for land, he applied for two locations, and yet today he goes to especially one location where his grandchildren sets nets and stuff, and they're able to get some food for themselves. In the past, in. He indicates that for the native people, food, native food is a vital food for their use. And he indicates that the selection of or lands that is has been used in the past where they set nets and hunted has always been a strict use by the local natives in his area, and at times it would be difficult for other people to hunt in those areas because it was owned by natives. And he indicated that if a disaster should occur in the lower 48, we need to control the land, as we will get influx of non-natives that will probably seek to obtain or subsistence lifestyle, and he's quite concerned about or control as far as the lands are concerned. And he indicates that we cannot afford to lose our way of life. Sharing the food has gone from way back, and he indicates that we do not waste food as we got educated from our forefathers, because they were told to share, and this needs to continue. From my understanding and from the comments, he indicates that because of some of the stipulations in the act that we might be losing this part of sharing. And he encourages us people that are here in the room that we need to continue to work, and that each one of us don't know how long we will exist as far as life is concerned, but we do need to continue to work together on issues.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
For the record of purposes, that was Jack Ningaluk.
Well, anybody else?
Mr. Berger, as president of Shishmaref Native Corporation, I'd like to present you with one resolution before the people depart. I would just like to read it. It's a Shishmaref Resolution 8402, a resolution declaring that Shishmaref people traditional right to own, manage, and maintain the Serpentine Hot Springs. Whereas the Shishmaref Hot Springs have been traditionally and historically used by Native people on the Seward Peninsula, primarily by the people of Shishmaref for religious, medical, and cultural-related purposes, as well as shelter campsite for subsistence activities long before the purchase of Alaska from Russia. And whereas the Shishmaref Native Corporation was unable to select the Serpentine Hot Springs under Section 12A of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act because it was outside of the withdrawal area as provided in Section 11A of that act. And whereas Bering Strait Native Corporation selected the Serpentine Hot Springs as cemetery site and historical place under Section 14H1 of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and whereas the Shishmaref City Council asked for funding from the state of Alaska in 1978 and received $25,000 for the upkeep and renovation of the Serpentine Hot Springs bathhouse and bunkhouse, and whereas the Serpentine Hot Springs is now within the Bering Land Bridge Native Preserve, National Preserve, and the status of the title is still pending, it is currently administered and managed by the federal government. And whereas the Serpentine Hot Spring area is a vital part of the livelihood of our people and year-round has been protected, preserved, managed, and respected by all that utilize the Serpentine Hot Springs, and whereas Congress was not aware when forming the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, ANILCA, that the Shishmaref people and people of the surrounding villages have traditional use of the Serpentine Hot Springs and as sacred healing grounds. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Shishmaref Native Corporation, the Shishmaref City Council, and the Shishmaref IRA Village Council, and the Village of Shishmaref, Alaska, owned, manage, and maintain the Serpentine Hot Springs, and it was passed and approved this 20th day of May, and as the president of Shishmaref Native Corporation, the signatures are proper, and you do have the right to carry this with you for the purpose of the record.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I guess it's already been requested here. I won't read the whole thing, that if there's any amendments to the act, that they be in, written in a language in English that can be explained proper, not in, in the language of a lawyer.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. I think it's been a good meeting. Here in Shishmaref. I want to thank all of those who spoke this evening, and especially to thank our interpreter, Clifford Wayana, who's worked harder than any of us at the meeting. I'm glad that people were able to come from Wales and Brevig and from Teller, and once again I'm sorry that weather prevented anyone coming from Little Diomede. As I travel around Alaska, what you tell me helps to put together the whole picture for me, and it's been very useful for me to be here in Shishmaref today and to listen to the evidence that you gave. There were 25 people who spoke today, and each one of you was helpful to me. I'm going to keep traveling around Alaska till early in the new year, and then I will write my report, and I will send it to you in the summer of 1985, next summer, and it will be made public at that time, and it will be based on what you've told me, and I intend that it will make a constructive contribution to resolving these very difficult questions. Remember, I'm not here appointed by the federal government or the state government. I am appointed by two international Native peoples organizations. And this is the first time, I think, that international Native peoples organizations, at the request of Native people in a particular state or country, have formed their own commission and have made their own choice of who they want to run that commission, and have arranged for hearings like this. So, in itself, it seems to me, it may be an important step forward in Native self-determination. So we're all glad to have been here, and I want to thank you all again for coming this afternoon and this evening.
And we thank you very much for your help and your staff and the people that has helped put this together.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yeah. Well, we weren't planning it. Just a sec. I'll speak to Mary. Okay, I'm staying with the principal. I'll mention that to him. But his Lucy told me I would stay with the principal, and I'd like to come over. What time should I be there? Okay. Well, let me just see. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
These kids.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Yeah, I keep so busy that I don't.
Yeah, no problem.
I want to make sure some of this.
I'm Jim Sykes.
Glad to meet you, Perry.
Heard you recently arrived from Phoenix.
Yeah, but I lived in Northern Arizona. No one knows any of the towns up there.
I had a deal with it all the time getting my